I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Okay, here we go. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy on this Tuesday morning. Welcome to the show. I'm Scott Spisano, and there's Sandy Waters. What's up? How are you?
Hello.
Here we go again.
Oh, I am echoing back.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Okay.
Well, say hi.
Hello.
Okay.
You know, when one thing works, another does it around here. Yeah, it's good now. Is okay. It still showing levels on the camera?
Yeah.
It is? Okay.
Yeah,
we
so
might have gotten it. I don't know. Can you hear me on the air?
I can hear you. I was loud and clear. Check one, two. Here we go. Weather today, a couple of clouds this morning. And then bright sunshine. A bit chilly for April. It's only going to be, it's like 34 now. It's going to be like 38. That's it. But, you know. It's Rochester. We're a hardy bunch. We can make Frontier Field at 4 o'clock this afternoon for the first Red Wings game of the 2025 year season. Right? Not bad.
I don't know if I like that.
Right.
I don't know if that's flattering or if that's annoying. We're a hardy bunch.
We're a hardy bunch.
It's an excuse. We don't want it. We don't want to be a hardy bunch.
Yeah, but we're not crybabies. We're not going to stay home because it's 38 and sunny.
Okay, that's
people will come
well,
out.
I will.
Know. Well, you will. Of course, you will. The lizard.
There's no way I'm doing anything outside today. Yeah. Okay. Fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine. We're a hearty bunch.
We're a hearty bunch. Those who care to participate in being hearty. Tomorrow, back up to clouds and showers and 51. So
it's like we're a depressed bunch. We're faking our depression.
Well, it was that 78 degree thing we got last week before, whatever it was, that string of 70s that we had.
I don't know if I appreciate that because it did help for the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great that week. It was like, this feels so good. But now you're right. It stings a little bit more.
Yeah. Rewind a little bit. In the 50s for the rest of the week. So it'll be all right. That's good.
All right. Coming up. Today we have a Jerker Justified, and I don't know, he called him out by name on our voicemail,
but he said his name backward.
Yeah, he said, I'll say his name backwards. Bob. Bob from North Chilai is being called out this morning.
His neighbor has got a problem with what's going on over there.
He's critiquing his neighbor's house. I don't know if there's ever a time where you can.
Sure can. Well, you
critique
can
critique a neighbor's house.
Well, like saying it to the neighbor is what's really up for grabs. I mean, you can sit there and talk smack about him all day as long as the neighbor doesn't know about it.
Sure. Right. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you shouldn't critique anybody's house or taste or whatever, ever. I would hate that if everybody's walking by my house being like, look at that.
Yeah.
No. They all have a neighborhood group chat talking about my house.
Yeah. The group chat, nicely placed tree.
Like, there's a lot wrong with my house. I know. I should put a sign up. I know. Don't even. But anyhow, so he's calling out his neighbor.
Yeah, and he left us a voice message on the Odyssey app, which you can do at any time. You don't have to have a Jerker Justified. You just call up and say hi. You just push the button and say, yo. Or if you do have a Jerker Justified or if there's anything you want to talk about, we're there on the other end of it.
Yeah, very good. We also have, if you have a beard later on this morning...
Mm-hmm.
I'm very curious to find out if this is true. They did this massive study, like nearly 9,000 people. Let's push it up to 10 to make it sound even better.
Sure, exaggerated.
They did this massive study of 10,000 people, mm-hmm. and there was a definitive conclusion about men with beards.
We're talking about guys with facial hair beards, not the slang.
What did you think? I wasn't even thinking that. Well, nobody says that. That's so politically incorrect
nowadays.
First
thing I come to. Yeah, right.
Well, you grew up in a generation where you weren't politically correct.
Yeah, neither did you. Good morning, you. It's 98.9 The Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy here. It's Tuesday. Happy April Fool's Day. April 1st, peepballs.
I was so excited with my plans for today with the girls.
Right.
Now, remind you, I mean, for those of you who have been with us, part of the Buzz fam for 20, now going on 6 years.
26,
You know the history with my 15-year-old. She has forever, since she was a little mooch, been relentless with April Fools. Like, this entire house I wanted to move out because it's completely booby-trapped. So... I thought I had a good one today. Just one simple one for each of the girls. And I'm kicking myself because I'm like, you know, in that moment where you're trying to pull a prank and you're like nervous, you have it in your mind how great it's going to turn out. And then when you're actually there putting it together, you get nervous and anxious and you rush the job. And then you walk out and now you're like, I don't know if I did a good enough job.
No.
You don't? Oh, you don't pull pranks. Okay, well, that's how I am.
Yes, right. Okay. I see where you were going with it. It took a while to get there, but you're nervous your prank's going to fail, right?
Yes. Why? Because,
what is it?
So, two things. First, my younger daughter, Little Miss April Fools herself, mm-hmm. I wrapped her phone in Saran wrap and put a massive amount of Vaseline on the Saran wrap. So when she tries to turn off her alarm, it's going to be like, ew, what did I just touch?
Okay, that works.
And then she'll freak out because she'll think her phone is ruined. But when I snuck in her bedroom to put it on, mm-hmm. I knew I should have just laid the Saran wrap down on top of her phone. But here I am. I tried to wrap it around.
Oh.
So it made a noise.
Yeah.
So she jumped up and she's like, stop it. Don't do that. But she often talks in her sleep. So I don't know if she really was awake or if she was talking in her sleep.
Oh, it sounds pretty specific. She wasn't like Mambo Dogface Banana Patch. It was like rando, like
she
deep
does
sleep
this,
talk.
I will find her in the hallway and she'll look me in the eye and say something.
Uh-huh.
And she doesn't remember it. She's sleepwalking. She does it a lot. So I'm like, I'm hoping she was sleep talking. Then the second kid, and these are ideas for you guys if you're listening right now and you want to pull a prank on someone.
Oh, okay.
The second kid, we had, I don't know why we have a mannequin head in our house. It's like what beauticians use.
Oh, okay,
when
yeah.
When you're studying cosmetology.
It's got like a head of hair on it? Or is it bald?
Yes.
Oh, it's got a head of hair on it?
No, a head of hair. Because my daughter at one point, the older one, wanted to learn how to be a stylist.
Wait, she probably got it from your sister who does that. She does hair, right?
I think my sister bought it for her for a gift for Easter
right,
or something.
Yeah,
like, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. So we have Anita is this head. And now she's been out of commission for like quite some time, but Anita. I resurrected her.
Anita the Easter head.
I resurrected Anita and I put it in my older daughter's bed,
oh,
laying
God.
Next to her,
oh.
Which would freak you out, right?
A little Godfather style. Couldn't find a horse's head.
I could find a horse's head. This is the closest I could come. But when I put it in her bed, it's pitch freaking black in her
right.
room. I have no idea where she is. I have no idea where anything is. So I kind of placed it. But now I don't know. Did I place it in the right spot? I'm not sure.
Oh, well, she's definitely going to see it or roll over on it when she wakes up or something,
well,
right?
Well, I want her to roll over on it. But I'm not sure if I didn't put it in the right spot. I don't know.
What?
I wanted the
You're
hair
so
to be-
insecure today. You have to
I
have
know.
Confidence. Come on. You're good.
Because when you're working up a prank, you want it to succeed.
You
and then when it fails, it's like, oh.
See, the thing with the prank is you want to witness it, right?
Yeah, that's true, too.
That's half the fun of seeing someone walking into Saran wrap across the door, you know?
Yeah.
You know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's a good one. I put plastic forks in my daughter's bed at one point, which doesn't sound good now that I think about it, but it was funny in the moment. Like a full box of plastic forks. Utensils.
While she was sleeping?
Yeah. She's waking up to that before. What other ideas do I have for you?
I live vicariously through your whole prank world because I think if I pranked my wife, like, she'd be pissed and leave me. And, like, as a joke. Like,
oh, my husband gets angry, too.
That's not funny.
It's annoying.
It
when
is.
You're the person being pranked, it's awful.
Yeah.
But then my husband, the one time he did try to play along, he took it too far. Like, when you're pranking people,
mm-hmm, right.
There's a line. You can't cross the line, because then it is just mean.
Yeah, you don't want to make somebody, like, angry or sad, right?
But when you're planning it, you just start adding layers to it, so you don't know where that line is. So I don't know if anyone listening, 818-2899, has a prank that backfired.
You get
crossed.
You
line.
Get vicious when you're thinking up things.
Yeah,
you
I know.
Think you're like, oh, see, what about the axe that comes out of the doorway as they walk through the doorway and chops them in half? That's a good idea.
I was like, wait a minute. Instead of Vaseline, what about little pins, like little thumbtacks?
Oh God! Hello, the boss.
On her phone.
Morning,
Kev. What's up, man?
I was thinking about calling my work and taking the day off, and then when everybody asked where I was, they were supposed to tell them I quit.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Wait, you're like, going to or you're going to do that?
I was going to, but I didn't manage to arrange it in time.
Right.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. You know, but the thing, think about how that could backfire. That's like, fine. Oh, cool. Bottom line, better. Kev's gone.
I know. Good. We didn't have to send him an email. He did it on his own. Right. Oh, my God. That's funny. Okay. Anyone else want to do Kev's idea?
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
Well, I was going to coordinate it with the dispatchers. They were supposed to be in on it.
Yeah. So. Yeah. See, yeah. That's good.
One of my
adds another layer of, oh boy, nobody better mess this up.
Yeah, when you have people in on the prank with you, that's funny. You know,
it is. I do like that.
I like the ultimate prank is when like somebody's invisible and you pretend that they're invisible and nobody can see them and just ignore them all day. That's a fun one.
Are you serious or no?
Yeah, worked. That worked. I had a friend of mine had changed his wife.
Who's going to believe
you
that?
You get the whole office to ignore somebody. As the April Fool's joke, and everybody's in on it. Even
that's
the even
just
when the
mean.
Even when like the mail guy, the post office worker comes in to deliver the mail to the office, you know. And
you know someone who's done that.
Yeah, and there's another one I think is better. Is you take your you go to your spouse's or significant other's Facebook page or something, and you change their birthday to April 1st, and all of a sudden people be getting like. Happy birthday messages all day today.
And they have to go back individually and say, no, it's not today.
Right, exactly, right. Yeah,
okay,
like
that's
one.
Another
I actually
one.
Do have a friend that birthday is today.
Oh, really?
Oh, that's funny.
And I have never pranked her on her birthday. Her family always does it.
Oh.
But I've been wanting to go down to the bank and get a currency exchange.
Yeah.
Get, like, say... $20 worth of the lowest denomination Mexican coin you can get. And then mail it and say, I got you a bag of money for your birthday.
Oh, nice. Oh, that's funny.
I like that one, too. That's good.
That's funny.
I like that one. All right, Kev. Have a great day, buddy. Thanks, man.
Yep, see you later.
See ya.
Those are good ones. I can't believe somebody actually got the entire office to ignore one person.
Yeah, and it lasted all the way up till like lunchtime. Then finally, they were like,
God.
"Hey, April Fools." They'd be on the phone like, "Do you know where Sharon is today? She never showed up for work." And
stop it! That is so. I would be like,
takes
"Okay."
Entire like coordination. It was like everybody had their role. They, you know, yeah.
That's like a flash mob. What
yes.
is it? But
yeah,
with
like
April Fool's.
Exactly. Exactly. It's 98.9 The Buzz. Pizziano, Sandy, hi. Today's the day my wife and daughter go to Florida for a week. And people are telling me, oh, look, you got the whole week off. I'd much rather be with them in Florida. I got to get into that. What Sandy brought up about school and vacations. But I heard you got an update from your daughter just woke up.
She's not happy.
Last break, Sandy talked about the April Fool's joke that she played on her, which was what?
I put saran wrap and globs and globs of Vaseline on it and around her phone. So when she turned off her alarm, she would, ew, what's that? I went into her room and she's like, she's pissed. She's not happy. She's like, thanks a lot. I didn't, you know, she's high drama.
Right, yeah.
I did not get any sleep because I was trying to take this off of my phone. That's a lot. I'm like, hey, gotta go. Anyhow, okay, so I think what your wife is doing, now, I will admit, what? I've done what you are doing.
Yeah.
But I kind of feel like it is the one pet peeve that teachers have. Or maybe we'll put it out there. Is this your one pet peeve if you're a teacher?
So when the kid leaves outside of the school break, right?
Right. You
know, yeah. So
this week is not spring break, Scott.
When is spring break? I don't even know. I think it's
the week after next. Because Sunday the 20th is Easter, I believe.
And
if I say anything wrong,
and it's that week?
I think some school districts do it. I don't know if everybody has the same school week off.
Oh, I see.
My daughter has not next week, the week after. But I don't know if anyhow.
Yeah, from Easter on, yeah.
Bottom line, this week is not spring break for your daughter.
It's not.
Yet your daughter's going to Florida.
If you're a teacher one of your kids or a couple of them bail before the actual break, does it make you crazy? Does it screw things up?
No. Because if you think about it, if every student did that, then nobody. So the entire month of April, then you can't teach anything.
I think they time parent teacher conference. This last week before, and the last couple of weeks, to preempt that because we got a homework packet.
Yeah.
Got a homework packet.
Yeah, but still, you're not able to teach the kids. I think elementary school, I don't know. In my mind, when I was a parent of a little moochie, elementary school was okay. Yeah. The minute they got into high school, I didn't do that anymore.
Really?
I didn't think teachers would appreciate it in the high school.
They don't
elementary,
care.
I figured, they'll catch you up. ABC, 1, 2, 3. We're good here.
I love the fact that my wife has to actually, quote, homeschool her on vacation with every distraction known to man. You know,
she's not going to do it. They're going to crunch them when they get home. Nobody's doing homework on vacation.
Well, I don't know. We got 5 pieces of paper, all paper clipped together, and more than 5, but 5 little packets. And I'm curious to see if she even brings it with her. When I'm going to run home.
She's going to forget it.
I'm sure
she totally is.
I'm sure she's going to forget
it. It's not top of mind for her right now.
I saw she's got like this big, like massive purse bag thing that she carries around for work and everything. Like everything is in there. Everything.
Yeah. Not the homework.
It was the other day, but I don't think it's because I went to get my car keys out of her purse, which is like it's like scary Pandora's box of death. And it wasn't in there. I don't know. I'm not sure if she's thought
anyone
that out.
Anyone a teacher? Is this like you have your chance right now to say it out loud to all the parents who are listening and booking their spring break trips.
Yeah.
Do you hate it or do you not? Does it hold the kids back or is it like whatever? I'm sure teachers themselves want to take because it's expensive to book your trip during spring break. That's the reason why people go outside of spring break, right? I'm sure teachers would love to go outside of spring break too. They probably get ticked off because they're jealous. You're doing it and they can't.
I love it. Let's take a call quick here on the Buzz. Hi, good morning, the Buzz.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hey, Trucker Ray, what's up, man?
I was just calling in when our daughter was a little mooch, as Sandy likes to call them.
Yes.
I like when you say it. It's so cute. Yeah.
The teachers were more concerned if the student was having trouble learning their lessons. If the student was at level or above level, it wasn't so much of a concern of the teachers that I worked with for a student being out before the break.
Yeah.
But if they were having difficulty learning and they needed extra lessons or something like that,
then they would be,
hey, you know, maybe it's not a good idea. They, you know, they need this extra help. So I found that to be more of the issue if the student was having any trouble in class.
Yeah. If I was a teacher, thanks for the call, buddy. If I was a teacher, I wouldn't care. You know,
You're not a teacher.
It doesn't matter.
I wouldn't care.
At what grade level? It's no different than if the kid's out with the flu for the week, you know?
Well, yeah. Well, that's not control. You can't control that. You can control a vacation. Anyhow, okay. I am, on behalf of the Spisano family, I'm apologizing to all of Ellison's teachers.
Okay.
A man and his 9-year-old boy from Macedon uncovered something alarming in the Krispy Kreme bathroom?
I once got busy in a Krispy Kreme bathroom. No, that's a different song, right? Different song. It's 98.9 Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Happy April Fools, by the way. Sunshine, a cold 38. One quick April Fools prank if you have a teenager this morning.
Oh, okay,
I gotta do it now because it's probably getting in the shower. If you got a regular shower head, nothing too fancy, unscrew the shower head, stick a cube of beef bouillon in it, or the paste, and then screw back in and watch them.
Don't
like
put beef bouillon. You can put food coloring. Well, no, not food coloring. That'll stay.
Wrong. It will stain. Beef bouillon. It'll come out nice and beefy for a few minutes and really piss them off. So congratulations. You are welcome.
Gosh. But are they going to smell like beef bouillon all day? They're going to get picked on.
You smell like beef. No, they can wash. It'll only last a minute or two and then it'll turn clear.
You sure?
Yeah, man. It's awesome.
Oh, my God. That's good. Okay, that's a good one. Way to torture our teenagers. We're doing it all morning long.
Yes.
If you want to contribute or add to it, 818-2899. Okay, or leave us a voice message on our Odyssey app.
Yeah.
AUDACY. Okay, so this man, his 9-year-old, it doesn't say in the news story if it was his son, I'm assuming. But anyhow, a man and his 9-year-old from Macedon. They go into the Krispy Kreme bathroom and in Pennsylvania near Erie.
Uh-huh.
And they notice something in the air vent. Apparently, they noticed a camera in the air vent above the toilet.
Gross.
So, yep, they take it down, which I'm trying to think. How do they do that?
Stand on the toilet, reach to the ceiling.
Yeah, but I can't even reach if I'm standing on the toilet. I'm not standing on the toilet.
You're
anyhow,
not tall enough.
They take it down.
Yep.
They bring it to the attention of a restaurant worker.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, oh my God, thank you. Wow, yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
This other dude comes up, 34-year-old Corey Clark, and uh-huh. says, hey, excuse me, to the restaurant worker, and says, can I have my camera back?
What a... idiot.
So, of course, police showed up and, yeah.
I can't believe he claimed the camera. It's like, it doesn't make any sense.
That freaks me out. I don't know if you, I didn't think guys did it as much as women, but women, I think it's safe to say we all kind of do like a look around check.
Oh, do you? No, I
don't. Yeah, because we've heard one too many stories. I'm looking for holes in the wall. I'm looking for, I don't know if I would ever look up. I don't know if I would notice a camera. Was it that obvious?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, nowadays, cameras are so pinhole, and you can put them anywhere. I mean, they used to be in like oh, look, there's a stuffed animal in the men's room. I wonder what that's there. You know, like you used to put nanny cam, you know, you put in a stuffed animal. Now, I mean, they're so tiny. You could put them in between a rib of a vent and have a nice day.
What are you getting? What joy are you getting from over that? Like, it's not even over the urinal.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's over the
stall.
What are we getting? What shot are you getting from head down? You're getting the top of my head. What are you getting here?
I don't know. And it was in the men's room or was it like a unisex room?
No, it was in the men's room.
Okay, that's weird. Definitely weird. Good morning, The Buzz. Hello.
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I can't hear them. Can you turn on them?
Nope. Oh. Okay. Go ahead.
Hi, it's Teacher Megan.
Mm. Hello, Teacher Megan.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to share some of my April Fool's pranks that I do on my parents.
Oh, okay. What do you got?
My favorite one was I stuck sticky notes all over their cars.
you took the time.
The car looked like Big Bird.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
We had to pull it out of the garage so all of our neighbors walking by saw. Their car is covered.
That's a good one. How old were you when you did that?
I was in college.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
This morning, I woke up an hour early, uh-huh. and I switched some of the pictures in our house with funny pictures of my cousins and dog and cat. And
all out of... Okay.
Oh, my God. I thought you were going to say your exes. Okay, yeah.
I love it. I love it.
Dog and cat.
Here's a good one.
Dedication there. That you really commit and dedicate to your pranks.
Are you on your way to work right now? Are you on your way to teach?
I am. Yep.
Okay. Here's what you do. Go in the once you get into the faculty lounge or whatever. Tell one of the people you want to prank that it looks like there's been some vandalism in the parking lot and somebody slashed their tires. They go out to the car. And you have taped a picture of Slash from Guns N' Roses to their tires.
Oh, my God. Where are you seeing all of these? He starts off saying he never has good ideas, and now you're fine. You found a list of April Fool's ideas, didn't you?
I found some good ones, yes. I found some good ones.
Those are good.
Yeah.
Those are good.
I have done a similar one.
You have?
My friend is terrified of deer.
Uh-huh.
No reason. She's never, been up close to one. After a soccer practice one year... She left her car open, and I taped a picture of a deer on it. She's calling me, freaking out, like, how do I move it? And I'm like, it's a picture.
Oh, my God.
She was that scared of
She's
a picture.
That bothered by it? Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Hey, thanks so much for calling this morning. Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Goodbye. Call tomorrow. Bye. All right, goodbye.
Watch your step, everyone, and check the air vents in the bathroom.
There you
okay?
go.
That's what you learned from the past 5 minutes here on Spisano and Sandy.
Happy April Fool's.
All right, coming up on the show, we got to get to something shiny and new at the Red Wings Stadium. But it's kind of hands off. It's cool, but we're not allowed to touch it.
Okay,
all right, that's coming up, plus a Jerker Justified and a voice message on our Odyssey app. Wants to call out, this person wants to call out Bob in North Chilai.
Yep.
It's his neighbor. What his neighbor is doing to his house is what we're going to debate, Jerker Justified.
It's a 34-degree start here on 98.9 The Buzz. Only 38 for the high today, but then sun for the afternoon, and maybe by 4 o'clock when the first ball game of the season at the Red Wings starts, it'll be at least sunshiny skies. It's going to be a little chilly, though, that's all.
Did she just text me, or did you get this text, too, from Nancy?
No,
maybe
I think
she just texted me. Okay, yeah, so, we got to talk about what is shiny and new at the ballpark that is so cool, but we can't touch. But I think I have to bring up this, too.
Perfect, okay.
What she just texted me about.
One of our friends, coworkers?
Yeah, I don't know. I may have messed something up. We have something after the show today.
Okay.
And it's going to make you nervous.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Great.
It's good. Well,
good.
Yeah.
I love nervous. Nervous is, I thrive on nervous.
Do you?
You sound really disheveled right now. You're like, oh.
Well, because I don't know if I dropped the ball or you dropped the ball. I don't know who dropped the ball.
Oh, I probably did.
I don't know. It was, okay. But okay. I'm excited about what she texted, but I know you're not going to be.
Wait, are we interviewing Sarah Silverman? I will run away. I'm not going. I can't. I'm too nervous. I would never. I'm so nervous. I would never. No.
After 7 o'clock, we'll talk about the shiny new thing at the Red Wings, and or maybe I don't know. This
doesn't
will
matter.
Take over.
All right, we'll get it. Whatever. This intrigue. It's so. It's amazing. It's coming
up. Right?
Hold on. We'll be right back. Oh my god.
Got a story Spezzano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Okay, 98.9 The Buzz, Spezzano and Sandy. One of the fun things about doing this radio show is that Sandy and I are so opposite. I don't want to know anything that's going on until it happens. Sandy needs to know about it 3 weeks ahead of time. So,
in
this instance, I am a little nervous about what you're going to pop out. Well, normally, you can throw anything at me and I'm fine. But I have no idea what this is. You got a text during our last break just a few minutes ago.
I did. And I love Nancy to pieces, but sometimes she'll text at the wrong time during email.
She's a coworker and good friend of ours.
She is the best. She is the best. But, and she works nonstop.
Yeah.
So, anyhow.
She's in advertising, yes.
She texted me. I don't know why she just texted me and not you. This happens too often where I get everything and I'm like, well, did you tell Scott? They're like, no, I thought you would. Okay.
Well,
okay.
We hang out for hours every day.
I'm like your personal assistant.
Well, anyway.
Anyhow, we do have an interview today. I kind of feel there's no way I could have dropped the ball on this because I am so buttoned up about everything that I book.
What are we talking about?
You did. We do have a Sarah Silverman interview.
Oh, geez.
After the show at
9:45. What
on
time?
On Zoom. 9:45.
No.
On Zoom.
No.
Well, you can't say no to Sarah Silverman. Which I think is funny, though.
I originally said.
So uncomfortable.
I originally said, I love Sarah Silverman so much that I can't interview her because I won't be able to function. I've interviewed every rock star known to man, every famous person. It's too many to count.
That's so weird.
I can't do this. Number two, I can't do this because my wife and child are leaving for Florida this morning by 10 a.m. And I need to see them before they go.
Well, tell them you have a Sarah Silverman interview. You can't bail out on it.
You could do it. Go ahead.
It's a Zoom. No. No, that would look really bad.
Why? One person interviewing Sarah Silverman? She doesn't know it's two of us.
She, yeah.
Do the Sarah.
Well, the client does.
Coming up, Sandy Waters interviews Sarah Silverman. Yeah. Comedian coming to Rochester.
Yeah, but it's actually going to be better if you interview her because you do feel so uncomfortable talking to her. And that is so amazing to me that when we did, and this was like months ago, we got this request. Do you want to interview?
You didn't say yes, did you?
I did.
No.
Yeah, because I was mad at you for not following up.
I can't. I just can't. I'm too nervous.
I said yes before I realized how bothered you were, because the next day I was like, did you follow up? And you're like, no.
No.
So then I did. I didn't realize why you didn't follow up, but now I know. I thought you were just dropping
the
ball.
No, I told you then. Okay, hold on a second. My family over my job. This is everybody's dilemma every day. Now what am I going to do?
You have to do the Sarah Silverman interview.
Telling me I can't go see my family before they leave? Okay, what if they die in a plane crash? I got to see them.
You're not going to die in a plane crash.
Oh, yeah.
FaceTime
you of all paranoid people. No, it doesn't work like that. I want to hug my little daughter.
You have two women to choose between right now.
Four.
Which one are you choosing?
Four. You, Sarah Silverman, my wife Jill, and Ellison, my daughter.
Which two? Well, okay, so we come in pairs.
Yes.
It's me and Sarah.
I choose my family.
Oh,
God. I choose my family.
I've known you longer than Jill.
No, I choose my family. I don't have much life left on this earth. I want to see them before they leave.
What?
Sarah Silverman, you guys, you do your girl thing. You can bust
Why
my chops
you
all
so-
you want.
What are you going to say? Heidi, what? How are you not going to have words to say to Sarah Silverman? Like, I have never met someone that I was that worked up and bothered by. Like,
yeah. I don't know. All I know is that it's put me into
well,
a quandary.
You tell Nancy.
You can do it. You get the Zoom like you do it. Scott
you call DeLago and say, sorry, I'm bailing out on you guys.
Listen, I super served our friends at Del Lago. I went out there, introduced the band the other night. I love those people there. And Sarah Silverman will sell out at Del Lago.
You want to interview her. If you have such a thing for her, you probably do want to interview her, don't you?
No.
Why?
I'm too nervous.
It's so weird.
I'm too nervous. I can't. She's just too funny and too smart and too hot. I just can't do it.
I have never met someone to get to you like that. Like, there is no other person. That makes you that jitty nervous. Jitty? Is that a word?
Jitty?
Are you really bailing out on this?
Sandy, my family.
Yeah,
I don't care if it's...
You do this all the time.
Oh,
that's
I do.
Fine.
I bail
I'll
on
be
stuff
stuck
all.
With it. Like, I don't have plans today. Like, I have nothing
stuff.
To do.
When your family leaves for Italy, you say goodbye to them, right? You're not like, I got something to do for work. Bye.
Whatever. What day is it today?
It's Tuesday.
It's April Fool's Day! Am I the best freaking actress or what? No, we don't have an interview with Sarah Silverman. You did deny that and we did get passed up on it. But we don't have an interview with her.
I hate you.
I was so angry. I was so
I'm going to leave, and you can get here by the time the song ends, okay?
Oh, come on. I love you. April Fool's Day. It's for the holiday.
Got
a story Spazano and Sandy need to hear? Leave them a quick voice message right now. Open the Odyssey app, search 98.9 The Buzz, and hit the little microphone. Odyssey. AUDACY.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jerks or justified.
Okay, if you download the free Odyssey app, you can communicate with us. You can hit the voice message button when you listen to 98.9 The Buzz. And this is one that came in the other day. Listen to this.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy. I have a jerk or justified that I would like to bring to our listeners. My neighbor, I don't want to say his name, so I'll say his name backwards, Bob. To this day, still turns on all his Christmas lights and blow-ups in the yard.
Oh.
It is driving me crazy. I would like to know if I'm a jerk, if I go over and say something to him, I'm like, hey, can you... take your lights down, it's almost Easter. Or is he the jerk for keep on turning the lights on? I believe in Christmas spirits, but not 3.5 months later. So can you guys help me out? Have a great day.
You too.
Let it snow. Now, do we say it's Bob in North Trilight? Because it looks like the voice message is from North Trilight.
Well, you said it. So
is that a little too specific?
It's out there. Just
I
make
think
sure
we need to.
Just don't say his name forward, okay? Just keep saying it backward, then you'll be fine. Wow. So
that's hysterical.
Dude's got his Christmas lights and blow-ups still going.
I think the blow-ups is where it really...
Yeah.
It will really sway people. Like the lights on, a lot of people this year especially, they bought those lights from Amazon where you keep them on all year round.
Yeah, you can do different colors.
You know, to
colors.
Line the room. Yeah, yeah. And then different colors. So yeah. I'm seeing a lot of that.
I just,
but this is with the blow-ups.
818-2899. I just want to make sure that this caller, what was his name, Dave? Be free to do anything. Make sure he's not dead. Do a wellness check on him first, okay? Then you can complain.
Wow. That just went dark.
Yes, it did. That
went
funny.
What are we putting on trial? We're not going to put Bob on trial.
No.
Okay, because he's innocent. It's his property.
No, we got to put him on trial for even saying anything to the guy. Joker justified.
It's our Buzz Fam who called up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so to tell your neighbor you don't, something about their house bothers you. Okay?
Yeah, right.
To go over there and say, take down your Christmas decorations.
Please. Yes. Yes. I'm all in the spirit of Christmas, but come on. 818-2899.
Whatever. Like, it's their prerogative.
Hello, the Buzz. Good morning.
Whatever.
Hi,
whatever.
Carter.
Hey, Carter and Nick. How you doing, guys?
Yay!
Good. How are you?
All right. So this guy's neighbor still got his Christmas lights off and the blow-ups. And what do you do? If he goes over and says something, would it be jerker justified?
As much as it pains me, I think it's like almost a double jerk. And it pains me to say the guy saying something is a jerk because I kind of think you're a tool if you leave your Christmas stuff on.
Yes, exactly.
But,
yes, you are. But?
But I mean, like, I think you're a jerk by leaving your blow ups and everything else up. But I think, it's the guy's yard. It's not like it's, you know what I mean? So it's almost like it's kind of like a double jerk.
Yeah.
I don't think it's worth saying.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Just me.
I know, right?
So, but where you have to decide, you have to put, like, if you're saying they're both jerk, then your official tally goes under the jerk side?
Yeah. Yeah. That's what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then Carter, does he say the same thing?
Yep.
Okay.
Carter's
in on it too. Good, Carter. I will qualify this with a little disclaimer. If the guy is old and feeble and can't do it and has nobody to help him,
well,
give him a little slack. But
he put up the lights.
Right.
Or if he's dead, you know, there's two reasons. Yeah, I mean, you do a wellness check on him before you complain to him. All right, thanks, man. Bye, guys.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right, bye.
Good morning, to Buzz. Jerker justified to say something to the neighbor with the Christmas lights
justified.
And stuff. Go ahead and say it.
Justified.
Wow. Come on, give me a why.
Well, you can't just leave junk out all year long.
Right.
Well, now, it's junk to you, but to the neighbor, Bob, he loves it. Maybe it brings joy every time he pulls in the driveway and sees his inflatables and Christmas decorations.
Yeah, maybe.
Up an eyesore.
It's an eyesore, okay. All right, gotcha, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Okay, thanks. Okay, good morning to Buzz. Hello, hi.
Hello.
Hello, what do you call it? Do you call it jerk or justified to say something?
I'm kind of, all right, so I think it's a jerk on both parts, but I think he's justified if he can go over and just, maybe not go over for that particular reason, but conversation, bring it up and then bring it up.
Oh, passive aggression.
What if he hardly ever stops by the neighbor's house? Just rando, he's going to stop by. Hey, how you doing? It's April.
Yeah. It's a happy April.
How you doing to make it through the winter?
How about goes over today? How about he goes over today? And says, hey, good April Fool's joke in your front yard, dude. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. Good one.
Yes, that's perfect.
Okay, so justified to go over and say something.
Justified.
Try to say something.
Justified to
but
say
then,
something.
But then, like, where do we draw the line? Is it because it's Christmas decorations? What if it was garbage in his front yard? Like, you know what I mean? What if it was something ugly looking?
Still, I would still have to say the same.
Yeah.
You know, let's do it.
Yeah. Hey, great April Fool's joke, leaving all that junk in your yard.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if he doesn't do it, then you wait till the nighttime, you knock on the door and say, hey, dude, you're going to take these down, but you have a little safety pin and you just put a little hole in them.
I love it. Goodbye. Thank you. That's Buzz Fam Heidi.
I was wondering, where's she going with this? What safety pin to, pop the inflatables.
To pop the inflatables, yeah.
I get it. A slow leak. How did that happen?
Okay. 182-899. Where do I stand?
Yeah, because we're at a hung jury right now.
I call it a jerk move to go over and say anything.
Oh, you wouldn't?
Yeah, no.
But no. Would you appreciate the neighbor who does have their decorations still up? Because I'm sure there are neighborhoods. It's not just Bob. There's a plenty of neighbors that still have their decorations.
It actually brings me a little bit of happiness when I drive by some colored lights, whether they were for Christmas or not. So
hold on a second. Really?
Yeah, down at the end of my street, they turned their Christmas lights into different colored ones, like you said, the multicolored ones, so they could stay up.
So what does your house look like? Do you have lights still up?
Not Christmas lights.
No. Oh, okay. I thought you were about to confess something.
No, I have colored lights up. I've got the outdoor, the whole thing. You change color of the mood. I had them green for St. Patrick's Day,
Yeah, you're one of those. Yeah. Okay, looking at our messages, and you can still call us 818-2899. Jerk, mind your own business. If the decorations aren't hurting anyone, why do you care? Let people enjoy their holiday spirit as long as they want.
Hi, the boss. Hi, the boss. Hello. Jerk or justified?
Jerk.
Same thing, jerk.
Nah, jerk. Thank you.
Jerk. Okay. Wait, it's so fascinating, though. You're all saying jerk to go over and tell the guy to take him down.
Right.
But do you want the decoration still to be up? You said it does make you smile, but I don't think the majority of people would agree that Christmas decorations close to Easter is appreciated.
It's like the 12-foot skeleton dressed up as Santa Claus from Halloween.
Oh, you know? I hate the skeleton. I appreciate you for being so festive, but that bothers me for some reason.
Where's our verdict? Is it a thumbs up or a thumbs down?
It's a thumbs down.
Yes. Days. Go.
Jerk. Yes, yes.
Don't do anything.
Yes, yes.
Just let it happen.
Yes, yes.
Let someone else be the jerk.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
I like
Bob,
the
if you're listening, you're victorious.
Yes, yes. Yeah, and happy April Fool's Day, buddy.
Jerk. Yes, yes. Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
All right, still to come on the show, we got to talk about flood lighting. Mm. If you're divorced and you're on the dating scene again, maybe this is what you're doing inadvertently. You don't even realize you're doing it.
This is like not Christmas lighting, but flood lighting.
Yep, okay. This is a different kind of thing. Yep. Every dog owner's worst nightmare just came true in Canandaigua. And if you're a dude with a beard, a pretty significant study just revealed something that I think you should brag about.
Okay, it's all coming up on The Buzz. Okay, biggie. Happy April 1st. 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. It's going to be sunny but cold today. I'm Scott Pisano. There's Sandy Waters. You got me good an hour ago.
I love it. It's all on the podcast, our April Fool's Day pranks. Okay, let's talk about this. Flood lighting. Now, if you've been divorced and you're back out on the dating scene, you might be doing this. You don't even realize it. It's called flood lighting.
You think it's just divorced people or just desperate people that are single forever? I think it's both.
Wait, say that one more time.
I don't think it's just divorced people that do this. I think it's anybody who's a bit urgent when it comes to needing a date.
Well, I kind of feel like I would be this person to do this because I ain't got time to mess around.
I love it.
It's called flood lighting, right?
Yeah, and it means that you're revealing too much personal information too quickly. So you like it. Yeah. You know, you let it all out there on the first date. Like, listen, here's the deal. Mm-hmm. I've been divorced. I don't know. What else could you say? Like the skeletons in your closet, like everything.
Right.
How many partners you've had, all of it.
Yeah. Like diseases, what prescriptions you're on.
Yes. Everything.
I love this.
So they're saying that, it might scare people off, overwhelming details about their life.
You think?
But I kind of feel like, wait, did you just get a text from our...
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Are you on the air? Is your mic on?
Yeah. My mic is on and up and on and everything.
Oh, Ken just texted too.
Yeah. Interesting.
Oh my God, what are you doing over there?
Nothing. Everything's on and up and on and up and
on. So I've been talking to myself. Everybody's just listening to me having a conversation with myself.
If there's people that can't hear me, I want you to ask, can you hear Scott and have him call us up right now? Would you do that? Okay.
I'll just be your translator.
Well, say
Scott it. Wants to know, can you hear Scott's voice and call if you can or can't?
Yes. And the number is 818-2899. Yeah.
Because apparently Nobody can hear your mic.
That's just fantastic.
He said, that's just fantastic.
And you know, and nothing is, it's is exactly the way it should be every sound.
You say that every time and something gets screwed up.
Yeah, all right, let's see here. There's Sheila, by the way, is calling us. You answer it.
Sheila, happy April Fool's. Okay.
Oh, thanks. He's on.
I'm on.
He's, well, yeah. No, because.
You know why? You know why we got that text? What? Because it's stupid April freaking Fool's Day!
Sheila!
Hey, everybody!
The hint! It was April Fool's Day!
But wait, maybe Sheila's April fooling us.
Oh, Sheila.
All right, goodbye. Hi, The Buzz.
Yes, I can hear Scott.
Okay, all right, you didn't fall for it either. I wanted everybody to say they couldn't hear Scott. I wanted to mess with him and pull a prank on him.
Wait, you're doing it again?
I did it again.
I hate you.
I even got the engineers and Ken to text you. And I can't hear you.
I have a right mind just to go and accidentally lock myself out and just let Sandy freak out and get have to drive from her home to come here.
Oh God. Okay. Well, thank you.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
She's like, that's dumb. Why did I just call for that?
Yeah.
Anyhow,
dumb.
I thought that would be funny. Thank you, Dylan. Thank you, Ken.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
But how long did they send the text? Because you looked so distracted, but you didn't say anything on the air about it.
It's like it's 8:06. It's like 3 minutes ago. Suck. You know, if I see, here's the problem. Pranking is a one-way street here. If I did it to Sandy, she'd be pissed.
No,
all day
I'm good. And, I'm good with it. I'm good with it because my kids prank me all the time.
Yeah, you're
I grew
used to
up
it.
With this. My mother used to be. My mother was the queen of pranking on April Fool's.
Why do I hate people that prank like that?
Well,
because I'm so
gullible. I had
gullible?
Fun today.
Yeah, but it's very selfish. It's almost.
I'm entertaining the people.
If you're entertaining yourself, yes.
Maria was waiting for this moment, and, you know, because she texted earlier, and she was waiting for this moment to happen. Now, in all of our 20 years working together, this is our 26th year. I have never once pulled a prank on you.
I know. It's weird. It's weird. Were you scared to?
I don't know. Something happened last night where I had all these ideas.
Hello? Hello? I can't hear you. What'd you do? Dylan, what did you do in the back room? Dylan! Oh, these people.
Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, this is crazy. This story is crazy. This is every dog owner's worst nightmare just came true in Canandaigua. Canandaigua police responded Sunday morning, this happened, to the area of Mason and Clark Streets for a report of a dog loose. Mm. Now, apparently, a woman was walking her pit bull when it broke free from the leash, ran to the opposite side of the road, and attacked another dog.
Oh, yow. Yeah.
This is everybody's worst nightmare, right?
Right.
The woman was able to rush over. I can only imagine she's shouting out for her dog, rush over, pry the dog, her dog, her pit bull, off of the other dog, and restrain her dog until police arrived.
Uh-huh.
The dog that
was attacked
died.
Died. Jeez.
Police now has her pit bull in custody.
Yeah. Bad news bears.
That is the worst ever. And everybody, no matter what breed of dog you have, no matter how good of a pet owner you are, that is everybody's worst fear. Everybody has had an incident where their dog kind of got away, right? Do we all have an incident? I mean, I have a couple.
My dog gets away a couple times a week in the morning when my wife lets her out. And we got the invisible fence thing going, too.
She
blows right through it.
Yeah.
And she
does?
She's not some, like, beast of an animal. She's a wackadoodle mix poodle morky thing. She doesn't care.
Well,
she sees a squirrel, she's gone.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, for us, no pet owners can be like, yeah, my dog is vicious. No, but every dog is playful until something comes over them, and then they attack. And you almost are like, your dog is unrecognizable, right?
Yeah,
it's like,
right.
Where did that come from?
Yeah.
And when Walter has done that, he's like rushed out of the house like you... And I think it was when my sister was watching him, which is terrible. He's never done this to me, only when my sister.
Yeah, he knows he can get away with it.
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe dogs do know. But when she was opening the door just a little bit to let one of the kids inside or something, Walter squeezed through, ran out, saw a dog across the street.
Oh, yeah.
Charged down the driveway, across the street, and jumping on the other dog. Now, Walter just wants to play.
Yeah.
But for the other pet owner, they don't know that.
No.
They're like, control your dog, lady. Of course, my sister's freaking out, shouting, running down the driveway with no shoes on. And
I hate that. You know, and you feel so like, what do you do at that moment to say, like, you got to be, no. I mean, but you just feel like,
I don't know.
I did know, like, you get to know your dog after a while, right? But then things surprise you. Like, we've had her almost a year now, this wackadoodle that we have. And last night, she is so fixated on the queen, my wife. She will not.
The queen.
I'm serious. This dog is so obsessed. So obsessed with my wife. We're taking stuff out into the garage because they're getting ready to leave today on a vacation. Dog came out with her, and she's like, I'm like, come on, let's go potty. She looked at my wife. My wife says, okay, go potty. And she goes, okay, but then she leaves.
So then she only listens to your
wife. Will not listen to my wife.
Yeah, but do you take her out on a leash? Like, you say she gets, because you have invisible fence. You don't have to worry about that.
Mostly, yeah. Mostly on an invisible fence. Sometimes we take her for a walk.
How many of you have a story where you had your dog on a leash and they somehow broke free from it? My dog has chewed through those retractable leashes before.
Chewed through it?
Yeah.
Nice. Hi, the boss.
Yeah.
Good morning. This is Michelle. I got a little story about the dog thing.
Yeah, what do you got?
I was watching my neighbor's dog. They had two, okay? And one was a really tiny little thing. Well, it got out, and I went in the morning, did that thing, and then went home. Uh-huh. And then in the afternoon, I didn't know it got out. And the son saw it on Facebook. It went to Hamlin's the town. Yeah.
Oh.
And then so it went to the Hamlin dog park. Somebody picked it up, thankfully. But I think it was awful. Sandy, it's awful when somebody else's dog gets out. You don't know what happened.
And you had no idea?
No, no.
Oh, that's
no,
really bad, Michelle.
Biggest fear. Yeah. Biggest fear, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
Exactly. And I said, no.
Michelle.
What happened when they came home, the wife found out it did it to the wife. You know, she snuggled out something. So I didn't feel as guilty.
Oh, okay. Done it before, right? That's funny.
And no, after I did, she found a little way to get out. And the mom was watching, you know, where it was going. Picked it up. But, you know, it's all fun.
I got a question. I got a question. So dog gets out, right? And now, like, when your car gets, like, sent to the pound, like, when your car gets impounded, you got to pay to get out. You got to pay to get the dog out, too?
Yes.
Do you really?
Oh, they had to pay. Well, you had to pay,
well,
right?
Well, they didn't. They were all right with it. They said fine. It was, you know, it was okay. But, you know, I felt guilty as heck.
Oh,
you know,
man, Michelle.
I love it.
I know. I'm a bad dog
sitter. Thank you. Bye.
Have a great morning.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
But now, like we said, every dog, this happens, right? Of course, people are pointing out that the fact that this was a pit bull.
Yeah.
And of course, like as a pet owner, my sister had pit bulls. As a pet owner, you know that the stereotype is there and I don't know if it's a valid stereotype or not.
Yeah, it's a valid stereotype because, some dogs can't kill you, right? Pit bulls can kill things and people. So, you know what I'm saying?
Isn't it in every dog? Is every dog...
The last two dogs I've had could not kill you. They could not. They're just too small.
Yeah, but is it just pit bull? Like, a lot of people get very passionate about this if you stereotype a pit bull in that way.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, that's the top of the stereotype, right?
You did not.
What? Just
play this song.
Just play Pitbull and Kesha.
He's trying to diffuse your anger right now if you're a pity owner.
Yeah.
So anyhow, yeah. we feel for the family who lost their dog.
Yeah, I smell a lawsuit. I smell a lawsuit.
And, well, I don't know.
Yeah.
But... All right. Coming up on the show, I don't know. I was like, oh, no, where do we go with that?
Just transition. Okay. Coming up next.
If you have a beard, can you call us?
Facial hair beard.
Yes.
Not a companion.
I'm very curious. This was a massive survey.
Yeah.
If this truly is indeed accurate about men with beards,
okay.
Facial hair.
98.9 The Buzz.
If you have facial hair, any guys call up with facial hair, I want to know if this is really, truly accurate. Because they did a significant study about it, and I was like, wow, is this true? If you have facial hair, you better be showing this study to your wife.
What's going on?
Or if you're single, show it to every lady. A new study suggests men with beards are seen not only... as better romantic partners.
Yes.
But also better parents.
There you go.
Journal of Evolutionary Biology involved 8,500 heterosexual women who evaluated photographs of men with varying degrees of facial hair. The findings revealed that while heavy stubble was deemed most attractive overall, men with full beards were rated highest for long-term relationships.
Wow. There you go.
Apparently, facial hair is linked to perceptions of maturity. Which makes me laugh because you can't grow a full beard and it's linked to maturity and you are not mature. So that is so funny. Masculinity and reliability. All traits people value when looking for someone serious.
What's this journal called? Back at the beginning there?
Evolutionary Biology.
The Journal of Evolutionary Biology?
Yeah.
That's one sexy read.
I know.
Yeah, no.
It is. Yeah. Well, it is now because you discovered this. So if you're a guy rocking a beard, oh my God, you are like the best. It found that men with beards reported less interest in seeking new mates and a stronger focus on retaining their current partners and caring for family.
Aww.
So that means that men with beards are better dads?
That's right. So if you're clean shaven, you better let that stuff grow.
Yes.
Right? Your perception is your reality. So personally, are you turned on by a man with a beard? Full beard? Not half beard?
Like, and join in
pirate,
on this
my pirate world.
Join in on this with me. 818-2899. What do you find most attractive? I was just commenting to the girls, my daughters, that I want my husband to grow his facial hair again, his beard. And he had it where it was just short stubble.
Yeah, short stubble.
But a full beard, not like what you have, just your chin. But you only can grow your chin, so that's why.
All right, stop it. Just get off of me. Stop making fun of me.
I just
want to
make sure I said that part. I didn't know if I said that part.
Just the third time this break you have. Jesus. My self-esteem has just pooped the bed. Now stop
mature,
it.
Good parents. Wait, right, okay, good, I'm sorry.
Yeah, bye. Okay, we're done. We're done.
Anyhow, we're done?
Wait. You need to insult me one more time about my facial hair, then we're done. April Fool's, y'all, bitches. Buzz Tuesday. April Fool's Day on Spizzano and Sandy. One more break to go without killing someone.
Oh, stop. You're so angry. So I got you. After 26 years working together, finally, I got you.
Finally.
Okay. Anyhow, that was a fun show today.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm done. Maybe I'm not.
Like you
Maybe
told your
I
daughter?
Have more. Yeah.
No wonder your kids hate you.
Everyone's mad at me today. Everyone. Okay. Here's the deal. This is something that you won't be mad at me about. We are going on a spa day. Your mom.
Yeah.
Not you. Not Scott Cezanne.
No, BuzzFam.
You guys.
Yeah, use guys.
You use. Either you or your mom. April 22nd, 4:30 is our appointment. So me and a couple Buzz listeners, we're going to go get our spa treatments on for Mother's Day. I know, it's a little early, but whatever. This is how we do it. So next week, you got the chance to win. We're going to play Last Caller Standing next week.
Mm-hmm.
And if you play and you win... well, then you're booked.
That's the
you're
date.
In for the spot.
April 22th.
Yeah, just make sure you or your mom has that time off.
If you win, you will make time. If not, I'm going in your place.
Well, that is a good... No, yeah, we don't want you sitting in the sanctuary with us. I mean, totally...
My hairy actually, legs in your bathrobe.
You actually... They have a male side and a female side. But you actually would be fun to sit with in the sanctuary. You would be just like one of the girls. Okay, hotties, let's talk.
All right, so make sure you listen all next week to win those for the Mother's Day coming up here on 98.9 The Buzz. Commercial-free 98 is coming up, too.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the Odyssey app, searching for 98.9 The Buzz, and tapping the little microphone. Odyssey. A-U-D-A-C-Y.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast. Available wherever you get your podcasts.